Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Tricia Barden.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. In our top spin, despite an ongoing Pentagon investigation, PR firm Susan Davis International has kept its contract with America Supports You. The year-long contract with the Department of Defense's program is worth up to $3 million. While America Supports You is billed as a way to support American troops and their families, it more often seems designed to shore up support for the war on terror. A 2006 event asked fans at a Major League Baseball game to text message words of encouragement to troops overseas, but the messages were never sent to service people. In addition, charges of inappropriate fundraising and fund allocation are currently being investigated. Susan Davis International will be responsible for crafting a media outreach plan, enlisting celebrities for the cause, producing public service announcements, and creating what they call a robust web and interactive campaign.
The Lafarge cement plant in New York was recently given an environmental award, despite being the largest mercury polluter in the state. The Wildlife Habitat Council honored the company for a nature preserve that it established, but the award wasn't publicized until Lafarge was under fire for its polluting ways. Lafarge is one of the founders of the council and sits on its board of directors along with other environmental all-stars like Monsanto, ExxonMobil, DuPont, ConocoPhillips, and Waste Management. Critics say it is a clear case of greenwashing. An advocate with New York PIRG said, quote, "At first I thought it was a joke, then I was astonished and horrified." End quote.
The watchdog group Media Matters for America has found that the Pentagon pundits outed by the New York Times appeared more than 4,500 times on major TV and radio networks. But the silence is still deafening from those news outlets, which have not reported on the scandal. One reporter for the New Republic decided to dig further into the program. She is currently reviewing the thousands of pages of Defense Department documents that the Times got in researching their story. She said that reading the documents is, quote, like paging through a flip book from hell. Browsing through years of spin all at once, the thing that strikes me most is that anyone actually fell for the clunky attempts at minting catchphrases and laughably convoluted logic the military and its mouthpieces were peddling.
Go to angryrenter.com, and you might think that there are a lot of people who oppose assistance for homeowners facing foreclosure. The site calls homeowners that ended up in foreclosure irresponsible and whiny. One person featured on angryrenter.com has this to say.
If you're a renter, you can sympathize with what I'm about to say because my husband and I have been renting for the past 2 years, and it's something that's just outrageous to us. We've been very, very upset at the situation because people are very sympathetic towards these homeowners who have basically gambled on risky loans to try to make fat profits on their homes. And it's unfortunate because they've driven up the house prices so much that normal people like you and I can't afford a decent home.
Angry Renter calls itself a grassroots group working for limited government. But it is actually led by former House Majority Leader Dick Armey and former Republican presidential candidate and multimillionaire Steve Forbes. Angry Renter is a project of Freedom Works, which has a track record of passing off high-level operatives as grassroots activists.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. We just mentioned former House Majority Leader Dick Armey. Armey is considered to be the lead author of the Contract with America that was promoted by then-Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. Armey also led the attacks on Al Gore leading up to the 2000 presidential election. Among other things, Armey's office was responsible for the false assertion that Al Gore claimed to have invented the Internet. In addition to his current involvement with Freedom Works and the Angry Renter program, Armey has created AstroTurf groups for Social Security reform that advocate doing away with that program as we know it and replacing it with self-funded retirement accounts. Armey also founded the Institute for Policy Innovation think tank. Fellow right-wingers give it a perfect score for being a bulwark of conservative thought.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.